content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service, and I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District 31S, September 2021 newsletter. First, a message from the district governor. On the road, can I say on the internet, phone, etc.? District 31L really had some problems this month and needed our help. District 31S Lyons are collectively trying to make an effort to help those in need. We held a Zoom meeting to send our five Lyons to Camp Dogwood for leadership training, or RLLI. Share and communicate. Communication is critical because it helps Lyons understand how their peers have different points of view. It's easy for people to get locked into their way of looking at things and hard to learn how to see things from a different perspective. Learn. Fostering innovation help and learning in an era of opportunity. The power of relationships. Exploring mentoring relationships, inspiration, and equity. Thrive. Nurturing an inclusive and healthy community for success. Connect. Forging lifelong partnerships near and far. Rise. Positioning Lyons for the future. I want to help someone achieve their dreams. Monthly health hint. Post-workout, have a smoothie or a salad. At the start of the pandemic, Helen Messier, a California-based family practitioner and immunologist, added a daily all-plant smoothie to her diet that included a number of different fruits and vegetables. Character trait. Honesty. The quality of being honest. Have a heart, do your part. Donate to Campaign 100 or Brighter Visions or purchase Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. The Columbia, Lake Gaston, Wanchese, and Warrington Lions Club are on the right track. They have collected $8,567 so far. Membership status. District 31S has 949 members and 48 clubs. Just ask someone to be a Lion. Club birthdays. The Wake Forest Lions Club is 13 years old, 48th oldest club in the district. The Cary Lions Club is 65 years old. They're the 31st oldest club in the district. Saratoga Lions Club is 72 years old, the 23rd oldest club in the district. The Henderson Lions Club is 92 years old, the 3rd oldest club in the district. The Wilson's Lion Club is 99 years old, the 2nd oldest club in District 31S. Lions can laugh. I got Dr. Frankenstein a gym membership for his birthday. That guy is way into bodybuilding. Song of the Month. We are the world. Tomorrow will be a better day. The most wasted of days is one without laughter, and that is from E.E. Cummings. Prayer concerns. Keep Lyons PDG Sherman Leathers, Desiree Robertson, PDG Andy Lilliston, and the military in your prayers. A message from LCIF by Dr. Yung Yul Choi, chairperson. The expression give and take describes a relationship in which cooperation and shared responsibility create success. Your relationship with LCIF, like mine, is give and take. The latest issue of your LCIF newsletter illustrates how our global foundation gives us opportunity to take our service to greater heights. In turn, we must create a true give and take relationship by each fulfilling our responsibility to give what we can to LCIF. Lions and Leos, thank you for joining me in supporting our foundation during the remaining months of Campaign 100 and beyond. Cash calendars are being sold by the Lake Gaston Lions. The Lake Gaston Lions Club is selling cash calendars again. Contact PDG Lion Mark Bateman at 252-676-3944 or hmbateman@hotmail.com if you are interested in purchasing one. This is one of the club's annual fundraisers. Calling all administrators. We need your help. You probably already know that District 31S has a website, http://nclions31s.org. Although the website has tremendous potential, we are not yet taking full advantage of it, and some information updates are needed. To remedy this situation, as IT committee chair, I am seeking volunteers to join the IT committee and help update our website. You are probably wondering what that would involve, so allow me to elaborate just a bit. I can see a need for people who can author or edit articles for web posts, collect information about clubs in the district, and help keep information on the website up to date. Keep an eye on the calendar and make sure the calendar gets updated with accurate information as it becomes available, and other tasks as well. If you have suggestions, we'd like to hear those as well. Depending on your level of skill and comfort with technology, I'll do my best to find a good role for anyone who's willing to help, even if you have no technical skill at all and just want to help collect information and email someone else to update it online, we can still use your help. One of the advantages of serving on the IT committee is that all the work can be done from the comfort of your own home, and all of our meetings will be online, so there will be no travel requirements at all. If you are interested in learning more, please contact me, but please try to avoid calling during regular work hours. And that is from Lion John Lind. His number is 919-924-9169. NCLI Fellowship Opportunities. North Carolina Lions International, Incorporated, has several opportunities for individuals and or clubs to recognize fellow Lions or community members who have supported our Lions Club's goals and objectives. LCLI Ambassador, the Jack Stickley Fellowship, William L. Willard Partner in Service Fellowship, and Sid L. Scruggs III Beacon of Hope Fellowship. The NCLI Ambassador is the newest funding category and has been created to assist in funding programs and services of NCLI. It is a progressive recognition with five levels. The first donation level is $500, and four installments of no less than $250 may be made towards a progressive NCLI Ambassador. Installment payments must be completed in no less than 2 years from the date of the first installment. This recognition is available to everyone and may be purchased by individuals, clubs, or family members. All NCLI Ambassador funds will be placed in a non-restricted account and will be a major source for funding NCLI services and programs. The oldest and best known of these is the Jack Stickley Fellowship. This fellowship requires a donation of $500, and this money goes to an endowment, and only the interest can be used to defray the administrative expenses of NCLI. The Stickley Fellowship is not being recommended because it's an endowment, and only a small percentage of the money can be used. The William L. Willard Partner in Service Fellowship requires a $100 entry-level donation. There are six more donation levels requiring $200 or $250 for each level, or a donation of $1,500. 25% of these donations go to NCLI, and the rest to an endowment. The Sid L. Scruggs III Beacon of Hope Fellowship has five levels of participation. Each level requires a donation of $200, bringing the total donation to all levels to $1,000. All of this money is earmarked to support the programs and services of Camp Dogwood. Because of this, it is recommended by NCLI as an immediate source of usable income. There are two other ways to recognize others while helping NCLI: honorariums and memorials, which can be given in any amount at any time. Honorariums can be given to anyone, including those who support your club or the Lions mission. Consider a donation instead of a gift for birthdays or other special occasions, or in recognition of those folks who present programs at your club meetings. Memorials are self-explanatory. Both of these donation categories can be given in any amount and can be designated as part of your club's Brighter Visions goal. Wilson Evening Lions honor two members. The Wilson Evening Lions Club met on September 23, 2021, to honor Lion Bill Bass, the club's 2020 to 2021 president, who guided the club through the pandemic months, and Lion of the Year, Lion Claudia Cunningham. Lion Bill was presented the Distinguished Service Recognition Award by the club's current president, Lion Dave Wood. He encouraged and guided a level of service to maintain food donations, to fund vision screenings, to increase used glasses collection, and to involve membership despite the limitations presented by COVID-19. Lion Claudia, who has been a Lion for 2 years, has supported and worked extremely hard to assist with any need that arose. She provided transportation, assisted in all service projects and meeting arrangements, and cheered and encouraged others throughout the year. She is a shining example of what Lionism is all about, service to others. Rise Against Hunger. Rise Against Hunger is on the road to end hunger by 2030, aligned with the United Nations Sustainable Goal Number 2 of Zero Hunger. From the implementation of sustainable community development projects to their meal packaging program that harnesses the passion of local volunteers, they strive to make an impact on hunger by building resilience, self-sufficiency, and empowerment in communities worldwide. Here are 3 ways they're accomplishing this goal. Nourishing lives, safety nets. While long-term food security projects take root, vulnerable communities still need to meet their basic needs today. They support safety net programs that provide nourishment as well as education, skills training, or health services that support the difficult journey out of poverty. Their volunteer-packaged meals support children's attendance at school, incentivize adults to learn a new trade, or bolster clinic patients' health in order to lift entire communities for years to come. Responding to emergencies. Crisis relief. From droughts to floods and conflict zones and transitioning political situations, food is often the most immediate need. When everyday access to food, wages, and market systems are destroyed in the wake of emergencies, Rise Against Hunger works through a network of in-country partners to address these needs. Rise Against Hunger strives to ensure aid is efficiently and effectively deployed to and received by communities when it is most needed. Empowering communities, agriculture, and income-generating initiatives. They bolster agricultural production and incomes through programs promoting improved agricultural methods, business skills, and market access. With training and access to quality seeds and fertilizers, farmers can increase production and harvest a variety of nutritious crops. By supporting fish and livestock production, they provide pathways to diversifying diets and improving nutritional outcomes. Through income-generating activities, they help individuals increase their earning potential and consistent access to food. Stay connected with your Lion account. One of the best ways to stay connected with your fellow Lions and Lions Clubs International is with your Lion account. Your Lion account gives you access to LCI's digital product suite and can help you streamline your service, set up virtual meetings through Connect, plan and report service activities in My Lion, update your member and officer information in My LCI, and so much more. Wilson Evening Lions have successful fundraisers by Lion Joanne Wood. On August 28, 2021, the Wilson Evening Lions Club hosted a yard sale at The Spot, or Share Positive Outcomes Together, building in Wilson. Use of the venue was made possible by Lion Matt Edwards, Spot Director. Many thanks to Lion Matt. Unfortunately, it was a very rainy day, so having the yard sale outside could not happen. Lion Matt allowed the Lions to move everything inside to the gym so that the yard sale could still happen. The community still came out to support Lions, and the fundraiser was very successful. On September 18, 2021, the annual Lions Day was held at County Lion Raceway in Elm City in Wilson County. The raceway owners support a 50-50 raffle. Half the ticket sales go to Lions, along with a donation for raceway owners, and half goes to the raffle winner, with Lions handling the ticket sales. Raceway attendees and the raceway owners make this a huge event, and the Lions earned enough to generate several successful projects. These projects will include a Christmas cheer for individuals who are visually impaired and shut in, a spring picnic event for persons with disabilities, vision screenings, eyeglasses for persons in need, and more. Donate to NCLI today. You can make a difference today. Did you know that pledge cards are available at Camp Dogwood? You can give a one-time, a quarterly, or a monthly donation. If each Lion in North Carolina gave a dollar a month for a year, $62,868 would be added to the program budget. If you're interested in filling out a pledge card, send an email to Tammy at nclionsinc.org. Let's step up and serve in this time of need. The September line of the month is PDG Ron Beltran. College, Arizona State University. Partner, Barbara. Best Day as a Lion. Screening for Lions Kids Site USA. Worst Day as a Lion. Helping VIPs off the buses at the VIP fishing tournament during a rainstorm. Favorite quote or saying, the best way to predict the future is to create it. And that's a quote from Abe Lincoln. What drives you crazy? Failure to follow instructions. What makes you happy? Kids understanding questions. Favorite book? Leiden Universe Series by Sharon Lee and Steve Miller. Favorite movie? Jerry Lewis's The Nutty Professor, filmed at ASU in 1963. Favorite color? Referee fuchsia. Anything but black and white. Favorite food? Prime rib. What do you do for fun? Soccer. Whom do you admire and why? Barry Goldwater. Set up MARS, or the Military Affiliate Radio System, ATT phone interface system, with the American Radio Relay League so that service members in Vietnam could call home free from their company CP anytime. What are your Lions' goals? To serve. And this from DG Randy Oxendine. PDG Ron has done an amazing job as District 31S treasurer. His positivity is infectious for other Lions. You should be proud of yourself. I really appreciate everything you do for our District 31S team. Great job, PDG Ron. And now, in memory of James Earl Wise, June 12, 1942 to September 23, 2021. James Earl Wise, 79, passed away Thursday, September 23, 2021. Raised in the Chicken Hill area of Asheville, Earl was a son of the late James and Dorothy Wise. He was also preceded in death by his wife, Mary Alexander Wise, and his brother, Richard Wise. Mr. Wise was an alumnus of Western Carolina University. He began his career as the budget financial director for the American ENCA plant and then worked in human resources for BASF until his first retirement. Then he worked as bridge engineer material inspector for the NCDOT. He was a lifelong Mason, Shriner, Lions Club, and ENCA Candler Fire and Rescue Department member. He was active in local politics, mentor programs with local elementary schools, at his church, Oak Hill United Methodist, and played Santa for the Marjorie McCune Center. Mr. Wise received several awards for humanitarian services, Shriner of the Year Award, and many more. He was the former president of the Lions Club of North Carolina. He was also involved with youth football, community youth programs, the school board, and the Boy Scouts of America. Earl was a proud father and grandfather and took great pride in helping children. Surviving are his son David Wise of the home, daughters Tammy Wise, Jeff, of Largo, Florida, and Tracy Wise of Whittier, North Carolina, stepdaughter Amy W. Coulter, Jamie, of Shelby, North Carolina, 12 grandchildren and numerous great-grandchildren, nephews Richard Wise and Joe Wise and their families, and niece Linda Wise and her family. graveside services with Masonic rites were held at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, September 29th at Oak Hill United Methodist Church Cemetery, with Reverend Glenda D. Hayner officiating. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Shriners Hospitals for Children, Attention Processing Center, P.O. Box 947-765, Atlanta, Georgia 30394. The online memorial is available at www.grocefuneralhome.com. Here are some upcoming events. October 14th to 24th, the State Fair booth at the North Rally Lions Club. November 6th, District 31S Second Cabinet Meeting via Zoom at 10 a.m. November 25th, Thanksgiving Breakfast, Pilot Lions Club. November 26th, Christmas Tree Sales, the Fuquay Verena Lions Club. December 11th, Elvis Tribute Performer Stephen Freeman at Lewisburg College, the Lewisburg Lions Club. January 14th through 16th of 2022, District 31N and S Midwinter Convention at the Outer Banks. April 22nd through 24th of 2022, the North Carolina Lions State Conventions in Greensboro. April 25th of 2022, a golf tournament, the Fuquay Verena Lions Club. Here's something about the Leo Lion Program. Leos have been serving communities for more than 60 years and gaining valuable leadership experience in the process. The Leo Lion Membership Program offers Leos an opportunity to continue their service journey as Lions members. Who can become a Leo Lion? Current or former Leos between the ages of legal majority through age 35 who have served as Leos for at least a year and a day can continue serving their communities as Leo Lion members. Lions under age 35 who previously aged out of the Leo Lion program may rejoin the program by contacting their club secretaries. Those officers can update the member records in MyLCI by choosing the Leo Lion member type on the Edit Member page. Discount benefits are limited to the period of their active Leo Lion membership for the billing period starting January 2020 and are not retroactive. Membership benefits: 50% discount on international dues, entrance or charter fee waiver, LinkedIn Leo Lion Professional Networking Group, exclusive Leo Lion membership pin, eligible to serve as a Leo Lion board liaison info sheet, option to serve in a Leo Lion club or any other Lion club type, years of Leo service credited to the Lion record, continued connection to the Leo identity under the name Leo Lion. Lions Certified Instructor Program, or LCIP. The Lions Certified Instructor Program training serves as the path by which Lions can apply to become certified instructors. Lions who are LCIP certified are eligible to serve as faculty at locally approved institutes, ELLI, ALLI, and FDI. Lions Club's International Directed Institutes, the International FVDG/DGE Seminar, and other training-related events. Effective July 2020, LCIP certification is a requirement to serve as Lions Club's International Directed Institutes faculty and FVDG/DGE Seminar Group Leader. To be considered for faculty at LCI Directed Institutes, the candidate must also be able to communicate in English. The purpose of the LCIP is to deliver consistent, effective training at all levels within Lions by increasing the number of qualified instructors, while also providing a framework for broadening and deepening the knowledge and experience of the instructors. The LCIP training provides Lions who have training experience the opportunity to expand their knowledge and demonstrate their training ability, including the opportunity to be evaluated for certification. Lions who are interested in applying to the LCIP training must meet one or more of the following qualifications. 1. Lions who have experience as a professional trainer or educator for five or more years. 2, lions who have served as faculty at local lions trainings or conducting lions training at forums. 3, lions who have served as FVDG/DGE seminar group leader or Lions Club's International Directed Institute faculty. If you do not fall into any of these three categories but are still interested in developing your training skills, consider applying to the Faculty Development Institute, or FDI. The LCIP training is instructor-led and in-person for 4 days. Participants will facilitate a 60-minute training session and are evaluated on their performance. Lions Club International will provide meals and lodging according to the schedule of the training. In compliance with board policy, a non-refundable participation fee of $200 is required for participation in this training event. This fee will be due no less than 6 weeks prior to the training start date. Fees should not be sent until you receive a letter of acceptance to the training. Participants are also responsible for their own transportation and other travel-related expenses to and from the training site. Celebrate Community in October by Douglas X. Alexander, International President. Lions Clubs are the heart of our community. So many people are depending on our service, and we know that we can make an even bigger impact when we work together. That's why we're bringing service clubs around the world together for a special service event. Celebrate Community is a week-long event in October that promotes joint service projects among the incredible members of Lions Clubs International, Kiwanis International, Optimist International, and Rotary International. And you're invited to join the celebration. The Wake Forest Lions Club is making masks with the Lions logo on them for $5 each. Anyone wanting to purchase a mask can contact Lion Glenda Grant directly by email at happylady_28@hotmail.com. You may also contact any other member of the Wake Forest Lions Club. Hickory Grove Lions Club 50-50 Drawing. Fellow Lions, first and foremost, the Hickory Grove Lions of Charlotte hope and pray that you and your loved ones have gotten through the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Our club continues to meet once a month, and we are doing what we can to help those who are in need. With that being said, we are asking that you and your members participate in the opportunity outlined below. We are having a 50-50 drawing on December 20th, 2021, to raise funds for our small programs to assist others in need. We need you to help make this fundraiser a success. Tickets are $10 each. 50% of all the monies collected from ticket sales will be split 50-50 between the winner of the drawing and the club's treasury. Clubs or individuals may benefit financially by winning. Most of the funds being raised will be used for the visually impaired golfing program that our club has had in place for many years. We would like for you to discuss this with your club and let us know how many tickets that your members, friends, or the club itself would like to purchase. They will be immediately sent to the person that your club designates to manage this fundraiser. If you are willing to help us out, designate a person in your club to coordinate ticket sales, collect funds, and send the funds to our club. Have that person contact our Lion, Sherry Thompson, at 980-236-1061 or by email sthomp44@gmail.com. The Pilot Lions Club is having a reverse raffle. The tickets are $20 each. We usually have this raffle as part of our transitional Thanksgiving breakfast, but this event has been canceled due to COVID-19 concerns. We have also had to cancel our seniors' night for the well-being of our community. The last ticket drawn will win $1,000. The 250th ticket drawn will win a new utility trailer. Each 50th ticket drawn will win $100 cash. Each 25th ticket drawn will win $50 cash. The raffle will be held at our regular meeting on November 11th, 2021 at 8 p.m. You do not need to be present to win. Rocky Hawk Lions Fun at the Fair. The 75th Chowan County Regional Fair returned to Edenton September 28th through October 2nd. The award-winning fair began in 1946 when soldiers returned home from World War II. The theme of this year's fair was Return of Family Fun at the Fair. After the 2020 fair had to be canceled, record crowds were excited to be able to get out in the fresh air and return to the fair. The Rocky Hawk Lions set up a tent and table each year at the fair and sells brooms and Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. Members of the club also assist at the fair by driving tractors and pulling trams used to transport attendees between the fairgrounds and the parking lot. The Rocky Hawk Lions Club usually wins a ribbon at the fair annually. This year was especially great, and in addition to winning a first-place blue ribbon for educational exhibit booth, the exhibit booth also won a large purple ribbon and trophy for Grand Champion Educational Exhibit Booth. It was great to return to the fair this year and see people having lots of fun and enjoying good eats. This year was even more enjoyable because it didn't rain the entire week of the fair, which was unusual. And speaking of fairs, the North Carolina State Fair is October 14th to 24th in Raleigh. Lions from the Apex Lions Club and the North Raleigh Lions Club will be there. Stop by if you get a chance and show your support. This event serves as a fundraiser for both clubs. The Apex Lions will be serving food. The North Raleigh Lions are located at the commercial building and will be selling raffle tickets. Amazon Smile Donations. Amazon Smile is a simple and automatic way for you to support a charity of your choice every time you shop, at no cost to you. Lions Clubs International Foundation recently received a quarterly donation of $1,193.57 thanks to customers shopping at smile.amazon.com. To date, Amazon Smile has donated a total of $15,876.26 to Lions Club International Foundation. When you are shopping at smile.amazon.com, you'll find the exact same low prices, vast selection, and convenient shopping experiences as you do at amazon.com, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of the purchase price to your selected charity. Did you know you can make a donation to NCLI just by visiting the website? Go to https://nclionsinc.org and scroll to the bottom left corner of the page. Then click on the Make a Donation button. You will then be directed to a page where you can donate via PayPal or a credit or debit card. Thank you for all you do for North Carolina Lions Incorporated by supporting programs for the blind and visually impaired citizens in North Carolina. ORCAM Technology for the Blind and Visually Impaired. ORCAM's mission is to harness the power of artificial vision by incorporating pioneering technology into a wearable platform which improves the lives of individuals who are blind, visually impaired, or have reading difficulties. ORCAM Technologies was jointly founded in 2010 by Professor Amnon Shashua and Mr. Ziv Avaram, who are also the co-founders of Mobileye, the collision avoidance system leader and autonomous driving innovator. The original ORCAM MyEye device was launched in 2015, and the next generation ORCAM MyEye 2.0 was launched in 2017. If you're looking for a virtual program idea, please contact Chris Braswell, Area Sales Manager at ORCAM Technologies. He can be contacted at 404-285-4747 or chris.braswell@orcam.com. Kindness Matters Award Program Overview. The Kindness Matters Service Award is designed for clubs who create high-impact service projects within one of the global cause areas, including diabetes, childhood cancer, environment, hunger, or vision. Overall objectives include encouraging creativity and recognizing high-impact service projects, rewarding clubs for high-caliber service activities within each of the Lions Club's International's global causes, and identifying potential service activities for adoption and dissemination to a broader audience. Please note, clubs can send nominations for only one cause per year. Multiple nominations from the same club for multiple causes will not be accepted. This year, a total of 20 awards will be awarded to 18 Lions clubs and, at minimum, 2 Leo clubs. The eligibility requirements for Leo clubs must be in an active status, must have reported their projects in My Lion or regional reporting system, and did not receive the award within the last 3 fiscal years. Club criteria. Award consideration will be given to clubs performing services that address the mission of the global cause, demonstrate creativity and innovation, achieves impact of scale and long-term sustainability, develops local partnerships, uses local Lions Leos for Lions Club's international resources, and meets the nomination deadlines. And here are the deadlines. Until October 31st, nominations are open. On August 15th, that's the deadline for club service chairpersons and Leo Club presidents to electronically send one nomination to the district global service team coordinator. September 15th, deadline for the district global service team leader to electronically send one nomination to the multiple district GST coordinator. October 31st is the deadline for MD GST coordinator to electronically send one nomination to Lions Club International. In January, the winners are selected by the Lions Club's International Board of Directors Service Activities Committee. On January 15th, the winning clubs are notified. And on March 1st, the winning clubs are going to receive their award from the Lions Club International. Our Roadmap to the Future, LCI Strategic Plan. LCI Forward paved the way. We're excited to announce the launch of the Lions Club International Strategic Plan, our global strategy that will continue the important work we began with LCI Forward. As we entered our second century of service, we had a vision to increase our humanitarian impact, innovate our service, and position our organization, our global foundation, and our clubs for long-term success. LCI Forward became that new vision in 2015. Thanks to you, we achieved our LCI Forward goal of serving more than 200 million people per year. A strategic plan built for Lions. Now we're building on this success with the Lions Club International Strategic Plan to ensure that we will always be ready to serve our communities and the world. This plan keeps us focused on the future so we can continue to grow and thrive. Our strategic approach addresses key areas of Lions. Here's what we'll focus on as we move forward. 1. Greater integration between Lions Clubs International and Lions Clubs International Foundation because we share the same mission of service. 2. Stronger activation at the club level to make sure clubs are fully engaged. 3. New models of engaging volunteers to make sure we're offering the opportunities they're looking for. 4. More regionalization to make our plan even more relevant around the world. Here's what we'll accomplish. We're working on some exciting initiatives to help us reach our goals. Empower Lions service through our foundation. To keep our foundation healthy and ready to support our service, we'll focus on encouraging individual and club giving, recognition and giving programs, and building on the momentum of Campaign 100. Create a better member experience. We'll nurture new clubs, providing improved support for clubs that are looking to grow, and continue to focus on increasing membership satisfaction. Strengthen our brand. We'll unite Lions Clubs International and LCIF under a single global brand to show the world we are united in our mission of service. Build models for service growth. The need for service is growing around the world, so we'll need to keep growing too and building new models for growth. We'll increase our service impact through corporate security social responsibility, engagement, and more corporate partnerships. Provide more flexible volunteer opportunities. We'll explore new opportunities for people who prefer to occasionally serve to do it with our clubs. Visualizing our strategic plan. We've brought it all together in a great visualization of the plan that helps Lions quickly understand what we're trying to achieve. The image highlights our three focus areas and what we're trying to achieve in each. It's an inspiring image for an inspiring plan. The Lions Club's International Strategic Plan will help us achieve our vision of becoming the global leader in humanitarian service. It's a lofty vision, but we have the best volunteers on earth, and our plan will help us achieve it. And now some information on Leader Dogs for the Blind. Our Orientation and Mobility, or O&M, training program is free to the client and is designed to personalize and accelerate your O&M training, offering you the opportunity to learn and enhance mobility skills at no cost to you. Whether or not you plan to get a guide dog, our O&M program will expand your existing travel skills and help you to feel confident in your daily travel. If you want to talk to a leader dog team member about whether O&M training is a good fit for you, what training will be like, or you wish to discuss your application, give us a call at 248-651-9011 or toll free at 888-777-5332. The application process consists of a form application, medical and vision information, character references, and short video demonstrating your independent travel skills. Once you are approved for the program, we will get in touch with you to select class dates. In order to begin your application review, all required items must be completed and submitted to your client services coordinator. These items include the application for training, medical history, and visual and vision evaluation forms, consent to release information, and a video demonstrating independent travel skills. The curriculum at Leader Dogs for the Blind is designed to be practical and flexible in order to address the unique circumstances of each client. We provide a variety of learning options based on your individual needs and goals during our one-week program. Our clients enjoy comfortable accommodations in the Polk Residence and Training Center in a private room equipped with a small refrigerator, television, internet access, temperature controls, and immediate access to a secure outdoor area. The facility is furnished with multiple lounges, a fitness center, and a library with books on tape, braille materials, and computers with internet access. Our kitchen staff prepares all meals and will accommodate any dietary restrictions, and our residence staff is on hand to serve the needs of clients above and beyond orientation and mobility instruction. Orientation and mobility training will help you develop or relearn the skills and concepts you need to travel safely and independently within your home environment and in the community. You will work one-on-one with certified orientation and mobility specialists who will tailor your instruction to you. Training will focus on many areas of orientation and mobility, including using a white cane, utilizing a human guide, using orientation skills and cardinal directions to know where you are, where you want to go, and how to get there, solving problems along your route, such as barriers, crowds, etc., crossing streets safely, reorienting yourself, and shopping, soliciting assistance when you needed, and more. Training takes place in a wide variety of environments, such as residential, semi-business, business, city, and county settings. The majority of instruction takes place outdoors, and the remainder focuses on how to navigate elevators, escalators, and moving sidewalks. Training is personalized to meet each client's needs. Typically, class runs Monday through Friday, with Saturday and Sunday reserved as travel days. The general daily schedule is as follows. 7:30, breakfast. 8:30, training. 11:15, break. 12 o'clock, lunch. 1 o'clock, training. 3:30, break. And 5:30, dinner. Training sessions take place over the course of several hours or more, and 2 to 4 lessons are provided during that time, with short rest breaks in between each lesson. There is also an optional night lesson. Connect with LCIF by text. If you haven't already, opt in to receive text messages from LCIF offering important information about grants for your service, recognition opportunities, webinars, helping fellow members respond to natural disasters, and more. Youth Camps and Exchange 60th Anniversary. The Youth Camps and Exchange, or YCE, program is turning 60 this year. Since the first exchange program in 1961 between Lions in California and Lions in Japan, the YCE program has been helping young people create and foster a spirit of understanding and service around the world. Visit the LCI Youth Camps and Exchange Program website to see how LCI is celebrating 60 years of unique cultural learning and service opportunities. And find out more about how you can help young people in your community gain the experience of a lifetime. YCE has programs all around the world and is designed for young people between the ages of 15 and 22 to create and foster a spirit of understanding among peoples of the world. By providing an avenue for global fellowship, the YCE program aims to help youth initiate, grow, and maintain international relationships, promoting cultural education and international peace. The YCE program is comprised of 2 major parts, international exchanges and international camps. Exchanges typically last for 4 to 6 weeks with the help of host families, and they can be Lions or non-Lions, sponsor clubs, and host clubs. Camps last for 1 or 2 weeks and are operated voluntarily by the hosting Lions Club. Sound interesting? Check out the available program in the LCI YCE International Directory. You can use the YCE International Directory to find a YCE program that's right for you. Many resources are available on the LCI website. And there are some pins, some Youth Camps and Exchange 60th Anniversary commemorative pins on sale at the Lions Club International store for $1.95 each. Celebrate the 60th anniversary of the YCE program with this limited edition clutchback pin. Here's an invitation from Lewisburg Lions Club. You are cordially invited to Christmas with Elvis, sponsored by the Lewisburg Lions Club. The event will be held on December 11th, 2021, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Norris Theater Lewisburg College, and that's at 501 North Main Street in Lewisburg. Award-winning Elvis tribute artist Stephen Freeman will perform a classic mix of Christmas and Elvis songs. Tickets are $15 each. For more info, please contact Lion Arthur Turner of the Lewisburg Lions Club at 919-497-6809. Here's some highlights from the District 31S Awards and Installation Banquet. Our District 31S Awards and Installation Banquet was held on June 12, 2021 at the Pilot Lions Club. Thanks to the Pilot Lions for a great lunch. Following a motivating speech by PID Lion Gwen White, the officers and region zone and district committee chairs for the 2021-2022 Lions year were installed, and awards for the 2020-2021 Lions year were awarded as follows. Jungle Prowl winners, Group A of the Henderson Lions Club, Group B of North Raleigh Lions Club. District Governor's Point Contest, Group A, Wake Forest Lions Club, Group B, North Raleigh Lions Club, Group C, Raleigh Host Lions Club. Bulletins Media, the Warrenton Lions Club. District Appreciation Plaques, PDG Mark Bateman and DG Alan Swaim. The Melvin Jones Fellowship, Lion Lorraine Dixon. The Jack Stickley Fellowship, Lion Maggie Swaim. William L. Willard Partner in Service Award, to Lions Terry, Scott Strickland, Gloria English, Irene O'Leary, Jeff Price, and John Lind. The Sidell Scruggs Beacon of Hope Fellowship, Lions Jane Watson, Bill Graham, and PDG Herb Justice. LCI Presidential Certificates of Appreciation to Lions Bill Graham, PDG Herb Justice, John Lind, and Jeff Price. Lacey and Esther Presnell VIP Fishing Ambassador Progressive Awards, Lions PDG Mark Bateman, PDG Wayne Faber, and PDG Ron Beltran. Honorariums went to Lions PDG Barbara Beltran, PDG Ron Beltran, DG Randy Oxendine, Darylyn Oxendine, 1st VDG Joe Starling, John Gard, Michelle Wright, PDG Luther Creel, Glenn Smith, PDG Grim Boehm, PDG Mary Boehm, Scott Strickland, Earl Hunter, PDG Steve McLaurin, PDG David Edwards, Ed Burt, Gary Elliott, PDG Rhett White, Maggie Crisafi, Lori Smith, Harriet Walton, PDG Robert Walton, David Stewart, Joy Watkins, Ron Bullock, Gene Finch, PDG Gene English, Pat Leonard, and PDG Robert Carroll. Certificates of appreciation went to Lions Maggie Crisafi, Glenn Smith, DG Randy and Darylyn Oxendine, Kaylee Brady, John Gard, David Fish, Paranita Carpenter, PDG Bob and Harriet Walton, Lorraine Dixon, Earl Hunter, PDG's Jim and Mary Boehm, and Michelle Wright. The 100% secretaries, Lions Francis Jordan, Darylyn Oxendine, Shirley Eisenhower, Stan Phillips, Ella Flora, Tommy Killebrew, John Lind, Becky Burt, Ashley House Jr., PDG Gene English, Joe Lyles, Quentin Gilfus, Jeff Price, Freddie Blackman, Barbara Woodward, Pamela Palm, PDG Bob Walton, and Dennis Rich. And the 100% treasurers, Lions PDG Charles Holloman, Timothy Kennedy, Ashley Oxendine, Pamela Palm, PDG Ron Beltran, Sandra Walker, Glenn Day, Gertrude Bass, 1st VDG Joe Starling, and 2nd VDG Lorraine Dixon. Here is the proposed official visit schedule, which is subject to change, from DG Randy Oxendine, the visits for 2021-2022. My apologies. On November 6th, District 31S cabinet meeting. November 9th, the Nags Head Lions Club. November 10th, First Flight Lion Club. November 11th, Rocky Hawk Lions Club. November 12th to 14th, Camp Dogwood. On the November 16th, Lewisburg Lions Club. November 18th, Littleton Lions Club. November 23rd, Lower Currituck Lions Club. December 1st, Nashville Lions Club. December 2nd, White Level Lions Club. December 7th, Manio Lions Club. December 9th, Rocky Mount Evening Lions Club. December 13th, Wendell Lions Club. And December 14th, Columbia Lions Club. I think I will skip the 2022 proposed visits for brevity's sake. And now here's some information on assistive devices for low vision. The first one up is Iris Vision for $2,950 per unit. Iris Vision is an assistive technology solution approved and registered by the FDA as a Class 1 medical device, one of the best vision enhancement wearable low vision aids in the market right now. Comprised of Samsung's VR headset and latest smartphone, it is designed to facilitate people suffering from low vision conditions, especially macular degeneration and other degenerative eye diseases like diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, albinism, and so forth. The features of Iris Vision. Electronic glasses comprised of a smartphone mounted in a VR headset, which captures the images and offers a magnified view of the objects within its field of view to the viewer. Highly maneuverable magnification up to 14 times, boasts of a field of view up to 70 degrees, one of the broadest in the whole industry. highly customizable and user-friendly controls and settings. It helps the legally blind and visually hampered in performing a host of daily activities ranging from viewing live scenes and sports events to watching their favorite shows online or anything saved in its gallery. It has a patented bubble view magnification feature designed to offer magnification within the bubble without losing the overall context of the surrounding view. Different modes to cater for different types of legal blindness or visual impairment, for example, scene mode, bubble view mode, bioptic mode. Different modes with color variations for reading assistance, reading line mode, TV mode, and so forth. Iris Vision Assistant to enable users operate this low vision device through voice commands, truly making it hands-free. Iris Reader, another proprietary feature based on contemporary OCR techniques, through which the device can literally read you out the desired text. And this from Orcam My Eye for $3,500 per unit. These low vision glasses for legally blind comprise of a light attachable camera mounted on a pair of glasses. Especially designed to help people suffering from low vision read better, it is also helpful in a handful of other activities like barcode identification, face recognition, and product identification. My Eye features all-in-one head unit. It offers assistance in reading text from any type of surface, supplemented with automatic page detection, capable of reading multiple languages, color detection, reads selected text through gesture as well, requiring only a finger pointed towards it, supports face recognition, barcode identification, and product identification. Next up is Jordy for $2,500 per unit. It is a wired, portable, low-vision solution for people suffering from low vision. Jordy helps you with various daily activities like reading, writing, and recognizing faces in many different environments. It can be strapped around your head, offering you glasses-like vision. Jordy features assists vision-hampered people in viewing their surroundings, tactile controls offering a user-friendly experience, battery-operated, can also serve as a CCTV camera by means of a docking station, can help watch TV through cable box connectivity. The next product is something called New Eyes. New Eyes is a contemporary product comprising of a pair of smart electronic glasses. It doesn't weigh much, can be operated wirelessly through a controller that accompanies the glasses, or simply by using a set of voice commands. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Line Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The newsletter is available as a podcast at our website.